There was a party, all right. What was supposed to be a celebration party for Batgirl quickly turned into a search party. Katana was missing. This was big. Of all the supers, Katana had a reputation for being on time for everything. It was not unheard of for Katana to be extra early. But late? Never. Ever. Never, ever. Batgirl sat at the controls of her elaborate computer system in the Bat Bunker while the others looked on. "I'm going to try to get a lock on her location," she explained, as she addressed the keyboard with the speed, precision, and grace of a master pianist. Instantly, computer screens glowed blue, and images of the school grounds and the surrounding area appeared. By then, the Bat Bunker was crowded with concerned students. News traveled fast at Superhero High, and they were famous for banding together when one of their own was in danger.
"Junior Detective Society reporting," Hawkgirl announced.
In a nanosecond, the Flash was at her side, along with new member Poison Ivy, who was clutching an oversized basket of gorgeous tulips, daisies, and roses. She had been in charge of the flowers for the party and, after delivering the first batch, had left to get more. Half of her red hair was festooned with daisies. When she heard about Katana, Ivy had raced over without a thought to fixing the other half. Batgirl nodded to her fellow detectives, glad for their assistance. They were known for cracking mysteries that ranged from who had eaten the last chocolate tart, Beast Boy, to knowing where an evil villain resided, the planet Zolnar. Just recently, the Junior Detective Society had helped Batgirl identify and capture the Calculator, a teen tech villain who sought to bring down the World Wide Web and control the world. Instantly, the Junior Detective Society began interviewing everyone who might have a clue about Katana's whereabouts. The room was buzzing with theories, rumors, and an abundance of false leads.
"She probably dropped the cake and is too embarrassed to admit it," Cheetah said to the Flash.
"Maybe she was kidnapped by Croc," Big Barda told Poison Ivy as she swung her mega rod around, causing several supers to duck or leap. "I heard he's on the loose again."
"It's possible she got sidetracked at the Metropolis Art Museum," Arrowette said to Hawkgirl. "They have a new Art of Archery exhibit."
"She's here,"
Miss Martian said so softly that only Supergirl could hear.
"Katana is close."
"Where?"
Supergirl asked.
"Everyone, please. Miss Martian has detected something."
All talking stopped as supers pressed in around the shy green alien from Mars. Supergirl could see Miss Martian starting to turn invisible, as she was apt to do when embarrassed, which was most of the time.
"Stay with us," Supergirl pleaded. "We need you. What do you know?"
Miss Martian shut her eyes to block out everyone who was staring at her. Though she had the ability to read minds, Miss Martian was never comfortable with the attention it brought her. Batgirl took Miss Martian's hand and gently squeezed it.
"It's okay," she assured her friend. "Pretend we're not here. Think about Katana."
Wonder Woman observed everyone looking at Miss Martian, who had started fading again.
"Please clear the room," Wonder Woman yelled. "Let's give Miss Martian some space."
As teens began walking, flying, and tumbling out of the Bat Bunker, Miss Martian began to appear again. Her forehead was furrowed as she concentrated.
"I'm getting a signal from Katana," she said. "But it's weak."
Batgirl heaved a sigh of relief.
"She's alive,"
she said, stating what everyone else had been hoping. In this business of being a superhero, danger often lurked. Lives were saved, but lives were also often in jeopardy.
"Katana is in the building," Miss Martian added.
Her delicate features were scrunched up as she tried to concentrate. Batgirl leaned forward so that they were face to face.
"Miss Martian," she said patiently, "are you getting a message? What can you tell us?"
"It doesn't make sense,"
Miss Martian said, shaking her head.
"She's near, but she's far. Is she underneath us?"
Suddenly, Miss Martian's eyes flew open. She began to tremble.
"Katana's in danger!"
Batgirl gasped.
"Underneath us? It must be the secret tunnels!"
"The what?"
Supergirl asked as she flew in nervous circles around the room.
I thought they were just an old superhero high urban legend, Poison Ivy said quizzically.
Sometimes legends are based on fact, Wonder Woman noted.
Batgirl, since you have some knowledge of the tunnels, you look for Katana below. I'll round up the other Junior Detective Society members and go back to Capes and Cowls and try to see if I can come up with more clues.
Sounds like a great plan, Batgirl said, but Wonder Woman had already left.
As the rest of the supers began to fan out, four remained. Batgirl turned around to discover Miss Martian looking exhausted. Supergirl gave the Green Girl a warm smile and a hug, careful not to crush her. Poison Ivy handed her a flower. Batgirl got on her computer and began referencing maps of catacombs and strange winding pathways. Using a special bat program, she was able to merge the documents. Then she hit save and downloaded the compilation onto her wrist computer.